Good morning. The local police and many other organisations continued to work to address the hundreds of incidents that have been reported after more than 300 litres of rain fell on many parts of Javier and the northern Costa Blanca over the weekend. The most affected area remains the town's Arenal Beach, where intense flooding has kept the area closed to traffic. Emergency services started to remove cars that were reflected in the flooded roads late yesterday. Of the 89 people who were evacuated, most have been able to return to their homes. The town's mayor, Jose Chulvi, met with the Director General of Emergencies from Valencia and the Deputy Leader of the Regional Government in Alicante. They visited the most affected regions to determine the extent of the damage. A British Ultimate Fighting Championship fighter was among five arrested in connection with allegedly damaging a hotel room in Tenerife. Darren Till and four other Brits are accused of breaking furniture and emptying fire extinguishers at the complex on Tenerife. According to media reports, after being removed from the hotel, the group is said to have stolen a taxi. As their driver loaded up the group's belongings, Till and another person allegedly got in and drove to La Caleta, where they were stopped by police. The General Directorate of Public Health has proposed a new scheme to ban smoking on several beaches in the Balearic Islands. All coastal town halls belonging to the islands have been requested to voluntarily introduce smoke-free beaches in a bid to reduce the consumption of cigarettes and to promote healthy habits. According to Spanish press, a meeting was set to take place after the Easter holidays, in which the town halls will be presented with the materials such as flyers, brochures and badges to try and launch the initiative. Meanwhile, tourism companies have slammed government proposals to cap visitor numbers at some of Spain's most popular beaches. New legislation in Galicia has placed limits on tourism to some of the region's islands. A group of ship owners and hoteliers have labelled the plans unjustified and claimed that daily limits on tourism numbers is a grave error. But the Minister of the Environment of Galicia has hit back at those criticising the new plans. Agreed in December, the proposals limit visitors to ONS to just 1,300 people a day during the high season, 450 at other times. The limit for Thiers has been set at 1,800, 450 at other times, with just 450 for Salvora and Corta de Garda, just 250. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.